Is that loud?
Oh, these stupid headphones.
We have to get a more professional start to the podcast.
Broadcasting from Edmonton's majestic used hubcap district.
It's a podcast.
I just can't pull off a onesie.
No, neither can I.
That's not good.
Kids today with their inline skates and their longboards that roll over everything.
Totally weird and wild. It works, but it's weird.
You know what's underrated?
Ravioli.
Oh, God, that's awful. It smells like smoke coming off someone's ass.
My God, do people not know I'm at work?
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Ooh, my headphone input is low. I still can't hear any. What is going on here?
Can you hear me? I can't hear anything. We're probably not even.
There we go.
We're probably not even recording.
The button didn't button. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Now, sometimes the hardest button to button is the button you're trying to button.
Oh, there we go.
Anyway,
let's begin the podcast.
Are we starting now?
Oh, we've been going this whole time. Whoops. Oh, well.
So, behind the wheel foods, can we discuss for just a second? Because yesterday morning, I was in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada, Goose Hunter's Paradise, Bridge City, Gateway to the North, although Prince Albert might argue that they are the gateway to the North, but in my heart, Saskatoon is the gateway to the North.
I think Edmonton claims to be the gateway to the North as well.
Yeah.
Man, we got a lot of gateways to the North.
So I was in Saskatoon and yesterday morning, God, I just ate like garbage all day long yesterday. I was traveling, so I was driving back and the day started with me going through the Tim Hortons drive-thru, and I never order breakfast there, but I was starving. So I just looked at the board, and I said the name of something, and I got, it was a bagel BLT. So
okay,
it was a massive bagel with cheese, you know, all the BLT stuff in it. And I tried to eat that while I was driving. Not a chance. Anytime you put a tomato in something, everything's sliding different directions. It was the messiest thing. I had to just pull my car over and burn it at the side of the road. There was never going to be a detail good enough to clean that BLT bagel thing out of there.
You do need a proper grip when you're doing that. You know, you have to hold up, you have your pinky in a different spot just to keep that tomato in place.
You got
to
keep the wrapper on. I hate keeping the wrapper on a burger or anything while I'm eating it. I hate it because then all of a sudden you accidentally bite a little too deep. Next thing you know, you're picking wax paper out of your teeth. It's gross.
It's not a flattering look either.
No.
Then people are like, oh my God, this guy couldn't even slow down to not eat the wrapper. Oh my God.
So that's how my day started. And then I got to Lloydminster, 2.5 hours from home. And I'm like, I could go for a gas station sandwich. So I bought a gas station sandwich. And it was tricky enough, like at highway speed, for me to open that little triangle plastic container to get the sandwich out. And then I noticed I was eating an expired gas station sandwich. So if I'm dead by noon, you'll know what happened.
So rest in peace to you.
Yeah.
I mean, I can handle a sandwich behind the wheel. I'm good there. Ugh. We were talking earlier. There was a guy in BC who RCMP just said that he had a car crash, distracted driving car crash. And they said it wasn't because of his phone. It was because he was reaching for a piece of fried chicken.
That, to me, is not a behind-the-wheel food. I need a table.
Oh, you're out of your mind. Because it couldn't be more of a behind-the-wheel food. Because you can hold a chicken leg with one hand and steer with the other.
It's so greasy, though. You end up getting grease all over your clothes, all over your steering wheel.
You got a napkin up.
Ugh.
It's amateur hour if you're going in there. If you're bare-knuckling fried chicken behind the wheel.
So do you think that this guy, when he tells people he got a distracted driving ticket, do you think he tells them it was a piece of fried chicken or does he tell them it was his phone?
He said straight up that's how they knew.
Oh.
The guy apparently admitted right up front that he was reaching for chicken at the time. I would have lied.
Why, did he have a napkin tucked into his shirt? Were his hands all slimy?
Maybe he had those 11 herbs and spices all over the dash of his car after the crash.
Maybe.
But yeah, he straight up admitted to it, which is weird. I would have definitely lied through my teeth, but I could handle fried chicken behind the wheel. I just tried a foot long, like a Subway sandwich behind the wheel. That was a disaster.
Oh, yeah.
That was a huge mistake.
Did they cut it at least into 2 6-inchers?
It didn't help. Lettuce everywhere. Oh, geez. And then you get into the whole tomato situation that you described earlier. Yeah. It's just a night. Tomatoes behind the wheel will cause you nothing but grief.
Anything. Yeah. It's like a slip and slide for the rest of the sandwich ingredients. The tomatoes are like, hey, everybody, we're getting out of here. We're going over the fence.
Even the McNuggets behind the wheel, not easy, because then you're also trying to open up the little dipping sauce as well.
I don't dip. I eat, if I'm sitting at a table and I have fries, they are drowning in ketchup and probably vinegar too. But when I'm behind the wheel, I just eat those things straight up. No, because it's too messy otherwise. Opening those little ketchup packets and squirting it out while you're doing 120, pardon me, 110. You know, you're going to end up in the ditch somewhere.
Yeah, I go ketchup free as well.
But you do try and dip your nugs?
You got to. You can't have naked nugs and naked fries. Yeah. Are you a barbarian?
Yeah, maybe.
Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly. Solving the world's problems one podcast at a time.
I bet you the guys at Lube City have seen a thing or two. People pull in to get their oil changed. They look and they see what's going on in that passenger seat.
Can you imagine the car interiors? Anyone, like Lube City in particular, but anyone who works on your car, can you imagine what they've seen inside vehicles?
The trial and error that people have had over the years of things you can and can't eat behind the wheel, and probably a lot of that is left on the floor of your car.
Yeah, like Boston clam chowder. Don't do it. Don't do it. But anyway, the people at Lube City, they would not comment on it. They'd be like, hey, you do you, bro.
Yeah, they keep their mouth shut.
That's right. They're just there. They are professional. They are there to change your oil and get you out of there immediately so you can go have another tuna melt behind the wheel.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, I could go for that.
So if you want to find yourself a Lube City, there are 27 locations of them in Alberta. Just go to lubecity.ca.
Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly. Just two guys watching the world go by.
You watch a lot of those house flipping shows.
Yeah, I've had to start to take my foot off the gas on those house flipping shows. They're starting to warp my brain.
Yeah.
So now I got to find other things in life to flip.
You have questions? Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly have answers.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
You were talking about, how did we get on the topic of Yeti coolers earlier this morning? Remember we were talking about that? How expensive Yeti coolers were?
Oh, it's because these numbers are showing that people are spending way less money on camping gear than they were a couple years ago. Turns out that craze from the pandemic is not going to last.
That's what it was. So nobody's buying a $1,300 cooler anymore?
Not flying off the shelves like they were.
Are they going back to the $60 plastic Coleman? Is that what they're going back to? The reason I bring this up is we got this text on Friday morning and I forgot to talk about it. I was just texting back and forth with somebody and we got onto the topic of what are you looking at on Facebook Marketplace? And they said, I window shop Marketplace easily 10 to 20 times a day.
Yikes.
I currently have 78 saved ads in my wish list. I'm always looking for a great deal to flip for a profit, but I end up buying things that I can't really part with. So I wrote back and I'm like, well, what was your best flip so far on Marketplace? They said, I found a new Yeti 250 cooler. That's the big one. They're huge and they're over $1,300 brand new. So they found a Yeti 250 for $500, used it for a year, then sold it for $850.
Ooh, nice.
Must have had 35 messages for it. Should I have asked more? I think they're around $1,300 new. Yes, you should have asked more. Although, yeah.
That's not bad. Living big on that cooler money.
Anyone else flipping Yetis out there? The coolers? Not the little soft sided lunch bag one. Nobody wants that.
No, the kind that you can transport a body in.
Yeah. That big one, that 250, I looked it up. I think it holds 362 cans. That's a lot of beer. That's too much beer. You don't need that much beer. You could also put, they said, two dressed deer in there.
Oh, beautiful.
I don't dressed in what? Like costumes or something? I'm not sure, but.
And do you want to use the cooler after that?
No, you don't. Like, do you want to put sandwiches in the in the cooler that had the deer dressed as an astronaut? Like, do you?
Yeah.
No.
You'd want to put your potato salad in there afterwards?
Gross.
I don't know.
This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
It's Garner and Bryce and you and your fancy Yeti cooler. We're all impressed. We're all super jealous of you because you have a status symbol cooler. Maybe one day I'll get one. Maybe one day you'll get one too, Bryce. Until then, it's my vintage plastic, not even the good metal Coleman cooler. I just use this Coleman cooler. I bet you I've had it for 25 years. Nothing fancy, but it keeps things cold.
Maybe one day it'll all come around and those will become the fashionable cool coolers.
Maybe.
Probably not, but maybe.
I asked a few minutes ago, whatever happened to styrofoam coolers? Can you still get those?
Sure you can.
Where? I never see them. Not that I want one, but...
Somebody, I feel like I just saw some.
Somebody just said, this is from Austin, I'm a delivery driver who works part-time with AHS. I delivered a hot shot to Calgary that had to be kept cool, and it was in one of those styrofoam coolers. I asked the receiver in Calgary, hey, what did I just bring you? It ended up being medicine for whooping cough.
Lame.
Is it? Is whooping cough medicine lame?
Very.
Really?
Maybe the lamest thing I've ever heard. Because when you're transporting something for AHS in a styrofoam cooler, you're thinking this is a heart. This
yeah,
is
a set of lungs.
This is a... Yeah, maybe there's a spleen in there. Then you get there and it's just whooping cough medicine.
Although...
It's like when you get a Kinder Surprise and it's the little jigsaw, the four-piece jigsaw puzzle, and you're like, oh, this sucks.
Yeah. Or a hat, like one of those paper hats. That kind of sucks. But if all of a sudden you're sitting at your desk and somebody phones in sick and they're like, I can't come to work today, I got the whooping cough, you'd be like, huh, that's new. You never hear of people having whooping cough anymore.
Yeah, did you visit the 1930s over the weekend?
Maybe. Huh, okay.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
I asked the question, what about styrofoam coolers? Does nobody use those anymore? Where do you even get one? And then, of course, everybody's texting in. You can get them here. Do I just walk by them all the time and not even notice? Somebody said you can buy them at Sobeys.
Yeah, I swear I've seen them lately. I'm surprised the environmentalists haven't gotten to them yet.
Canadian Tire carries styrofoam coolers. My dad just gave me one to bring back a bunch of fresh frozen cod. And it stayed frozen the whole way. Traveled from Newfoundland to Edmonton.
Huh. What?
Took about 20 hours. What? Only 20 hours to drive from Newfoundland to Edmonton?
I can't assume that wasn't driving. That can't be right. No, because I think it takes like 9 days to get through Ontario alone. Yeah. That must have been flying, which means you took fresh fish on a flight.
Put it under the seat in front of them.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Gross. Somebody else said, morning, gents. During the last monologue, I was packing my Coleman full of car snacks. I drive to sales meetings for works. Fits enough for 3 to 5 days, depending on the week. This guy's just running a Coleman. Good. It's old school. Doesn't need a Yeti.
This is good.
Doesn't feel like he has to conform. Then goes on to say, my most profitable marketplace flip, a pair of Jordan 4s. I found at Goodwill for $25, cleaned them up that night, sold them for $400. Tyler, what do Jordan 4s look like? Are they nice? Are you up on your Air Jordans, Bryce Kelly?
No, I'm not a sneakerhead, as they say.
You should be, because apparently there's money to be had.
Oh, I believe it.
This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Somebody just texted a few minutes ago and said, I have bought 2 Yeti coolers. Both times they've been stolen from my campsite.
Ooh.
I'm going back to a $10 plastic cooler that I bought at a garage sale. Is there a place where you can... I don't own a Yeti, but can you attach a bike lock to your Yeti? Lock it to a tree? Can you? If not, that should be an option on there. Somebody else said, on the topic of shady Kijiji stories, well, we weren't necessarily talking about shady deals, but this one came in. It said, we posted a single bed frame/and mattress. It was in like-new condition. We posted it for free to a family in need. Well, good for you. That's nice. An older couple showed up, took it, then reposted it on Kijiji to sell it the next day. They lived in a nice big home in St. Albert, Allison. Yeah, that one's questionable. Don't stop giving away stuff for free. There are people out there that need it, Allison.
It's the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Tons of Yeti coolers on there right now if you want to get into the Yeti flipping game.
Yeah, everyone's getting out of camping. That phase is over.
Well, and it kind of makes sense here, too. Did you see this one from Robin? It said, we bought a 1986 camper van 8 years ago for $4,500. We sold it 2 summers ago for $12,000.
Whew. Ooh, ooh. Almost $8,000 profit?
Yeah. That's a pretty good one.
Yeah. Then that's buying low and selling high.
That's what that is. See, I wouldn't be able to recognize this deal, but somebody said an outfit was tossing metal into bins. I saw them trying to get a 15-ton hydraulic press or 15-ton hydraulic presses into a bin with a forklift. I stopped my truck and I said, hey, what are you doing? Company said, too much money to fix. I said, hold on. Can I have them? I went and bought a flat deck trailer from Facebook. An hour later for $700, went back. They loaded one onto my truck and one onto the trailer. Sold them both for $7,500.
Hold on. That math isn't math. What did they buy the trailer for?
$700.
Okay, $700. Okay. But they bought it for $7,000.
No. That sounds like a lot of work for a $500 profit.
Exactly. No. Okay. That makes more sense.
God, that's almost $7,000.
That's not bad. Yeah, you need an eye for that kind of thing. My problem is I don't have an eye for anything.
You don't have an eye for hydraulic presses, Bryce?
No, if I saw someone loading that into a dumpster, I wouldn't think twice about it.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Sometimes when you get into the flip game, sometimes you flop, right, Zach?
Hi, I got a sad flip story for you.
Okay.
So I have a quad that I was selling, and I wanted to be honest, and sold it for the same price I bought it. It was an old quad. It had some fix-up, had some issues that needed to get done. I sell it. I think it was for $2,500. Fast forward 2 weeks later, I'm on Facebook Marketplace looking for another quad to buy, and I see my quad for sale for $3,500.
Ooh, so he was flipping it for an extra G.
An extra G.
Did it sell?
I looked back 2 days later, and it's pending, and it's sold. I was tempted to reach out and contact, and I thought, you know what? That's the last time. So now I got a bunch of stuff to sell this weekend, actually, and everything is being listed for at least a little bit more, just in case that's to happen to me again, because I learned the hard way that time.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Garner Andrews, that's Bryce Kelly sitting right over there. I think it was you that was telling me about the latest edition of The Hot Ones.
Oh, yes, with Conan O'Brien.
Holy crap. I watched that last night. In case you're not familiar, The Hot Ones it's like an interview show. You can find it on YouTube. The host sits down and interviews a lot of A-list celebrities while they eat hot wings that are progressively getting hotter and hotter and hotter. I've never seen anything like that before. That was bonkers. He made perfect sense right until the bitter end, but that was unhinged, to say the very least.
Conan O'Brien went full Conan O'Brien.
He did. Like, he was... So, for context, Frank's Red Hot Sauce is... I looked it up. It has a Scoville score of 450. So that's how they rate the heat of peppers. So Frank's Red Hot is 450. Pepper X, which he drank out of the bottle and shook more and more of it, and then he was licking his fingers, 2.7 million Scoville units.
Like, it was pretty good to see him licking the wings and drinking right out of the bottle, and then you can see the moment where regret kicked in.
Oh, my God. I can't imagine. Like, go watch that. It is, I don't know, I can't eat hot. Like, I can barely eat Frank's Red Hot.
There's a handful of really good Hot Ones interviews.
Oh, yeah.
Dave Grohl did a really, really good one a couple years ago.
I think the Jennifer Lawrence one was pretty good, too, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know if she did one.
She did. I think she did. Jennifer Lawrence, Hunger Games.
Paul Rudd did a really good one.
Yeah.
The Dave Grohl one, he gets pretty hammered on it, I think.
Ooh, I'm going to have to watch that one. No, Conan, though, the hardest part to watch was like when he was talking and milk was running out of his mouth. And it's pretty gross to look at. But man, oh, man, did he commit. But yeah, they have. What is. Do you eat hot wings?
I do.
But do you eat them that hot?
No.
No.
At a certain point, it's not enjoyable anymore.
No, but everybody knows that one person that when you go out, they can't get the wings hot enough and they just look wildly uncomfortable all night.
Yeah, like it's fun to a certain point. And then it's just like some of those ones in that they talk about it. They don't even taste good. Like it's no. All just for the heat.
Yeah, it's like putting gasoline on something.
It's like I don't understand why you would do that. No. Also, blue cheese. That's what goes with hot wings, not ranch.
How dare you?
So if they say, do you want ranch or blue cheese? Do the blue cheese. It's way better.
No, do the ranch.
Ranch is for babies.
I mean,
that's like, what babies drink out of bottles.
Do you ever go into a restaurant and say, I would like some wings, and do you have some dipping sauce that smells like old track shoes that have been left in the sun? Do you have anything that smells like dirty socks? Yes, we do. It's called blue cheese.
The purists of the game will tell you how wrong you are.
Somebody said Shia LaBeouf is a good one.
That was a good one.
Maya Rudolph. I swear to God, I watched Jennifer Lawrence on there, and it was pretty good.
Maybe she did do one. I don't know.
Anyway, go watch the Conan O'Brien one.
Thanks for listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast. Theme music by Garner Andrews. Guests of the podcast enjoy old candy in a jar that's unlabeled. Mmm. Mystery candy.